It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Once you know that Wyoming didn't decide the Democratic nomination.
And Mississippi will not decide it tomorrow.
And not even Pennsylvania has enough delegates to make the difference next month.
Democrats are left looking where they can for enough delegates to affect the balance between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Which takes us to Florida and the state we'll hear about next, Michigan. Both states were stripped of their delegates for holding primaries too early this year. Both are now considering what to do. And this morning we've called Debbie Dingell. She's a member of the Democratic National Committee, one of the so-called superdelegates, and also, incidentally, married to John Dingell, one of the more powerful Democrats in Congress. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Do you regret that Michigan voted so early?
I don't regret the fight that we have taken on. We have for a long time in Michigan. Senator Levin began this fight in the early 90s that the presidential nominating system was broke, and we were doing civil disobedience to try to once and for all force change in the presidential nominating system.
Well, having made that statement, what are the options now to try to get Michigan's votes counted in some way?
Everything is on the table. We have a framework that we are working on. One of them, of course, is that the DNC has to agree to a process that will look at this broken process. It would not cost taxpayers any money. It will be a consensus decision reached with everybody at the table, both campaigns and the DNC would have to agree to it, and it would have to be affordable and practical.
Who's going to pay?
Not the taxpayers. We've had many people over the weekend volunteer to raise money outside of the state, and we welcome hearing from them today with specific proposals of how the dollars would be raised.
Now, as you consider the options, whether it's a revote, a primary, or a caucus, or whatever,
those aren't the only options on the table.
What are the other options?
Well, other options would be, is there some kind of deal? You know, Senator Daschle and others have floated a 50-50 split of the delegates, which I don't think would be accepted, but that puts out options of somehow using existing votes as well.
Oh, just negotiating over what's there based on the...
Everything's on the table.
And there was a vote we should mention in January. Hillary Clinton was on the ballot. Barack Obama withdrew his name from the ballot, and Hillary Clinton won the primary there against her main opponent, uncommitted. Let me mention something that Howard Dean, the chairman of the Democratic Party, told NPR's All Things Considered last week. He was trying to explain how, in his view, it's going to be very hard to come up with a new system here.
Once the rules are set, everybody knows who's running for president, what the rules are. And if you change the rules in the middle of the game, you're disadvantaging or advantaging one of the candidates. That you cannot do because it destroys the credibility of the process.
Debbie Dingell, that's Howard Dean's view. Is he right that almost any solution is going to seem unfair?
Well, he's right, which is why he is urging a redo of some kind, because when you talk about a 50-50 split that favors one candidate over another, when you look at those kinds of options, it is very difficult. Even if you do what the Republicans did very wisely, you know, Republicans joined Democrats in challenging the system and saying it was broke, and Republicans chose a different way to handle this from the beginning, and they split the delegates in half, and they are not where we are. So it's a challenge, and that's one of the reasons that he's pushing the redo, because he thinks that's the cleanest way for it to be done.
Hmm. Can I just ask one question, though? As we look at the nominating contest here, it appears that even if Florida's votes and Michigan's votes are counted, it's probably not going to be enough to swing the race to Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, either one, without the intervention of these so-called superdelegates, people like you. If that's the case, why not just ignore this whole thing, let things be as they are, and let the superdelegates decide the nomination?
The first point you make is very correct, and I think most people are not focused on the fact. Both campaigns, I think, would probably agree with you that if Michigan and Florida are redone, it will only be a matter of a few delegates one way or the other, 3 to 6 at most. So you will still have very much a competitive contest, though it would take two large states and the legitimacy of those elections off the table and end some of the controversy, which clearly none of us want to go into the convention fighting about two states that are critical for Democrats in the fall. The superdelegate issue is still one that I believe is one of the broken parts of the system, and that I hope will drive the solving of the system or coming up with a new system. And what will happen there, each superdelegate's going to have to make their own decision.
Okay. Debbie Dingell, thank you very much.
Thank you.
She is a member of the Democratic National Committee and a superdelegate.